Hello, and welcome to Sperio, the local voice of our hemisphere here on WMBR Cambridge. I'm Mary, and I'm joined in the studio today by my co-hosts, Jasmine.
Hello.
And Amy.
Hola, hola a todos.
And today we have the wonderful band La Tusa here to play live for you, which is really exciting. So we have Brian.
Hello.
And David.
Hello.
And Patty.
Hello.
So we have an exciting show lined up for you.
But first, we'd like to remind you that the views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMBR, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or MIT.
And you're welcome to get in touch with us during the show at 617-253-8810, or you can contact us by email at sferio@wmbr.org, and you can catch this and all of our previous shows on the internets. That's right, at web.mit.edu/hemisphere and en español. Se nos puede llamar a 617-253-8810 o siempre, como siempre, nos puede llamar un email a la dirección esferio, sperio@wmbr.org. Tenemos con nosotros el conjunto La Tusa, directo de Boston, tocando música mexicana. Y vamos a empezar con un poquito de música, un poquito de noticias, y luego empezaremos con la entrevista en inglés. All right, so shall we play a little bit of the sound from the CD, and then we'll move into the sound as it is right here in the studio?
Estaba cuando me quedé dormido, cantando el gustito estaba. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 la.
Mi mamá me despertaba, yo me hacía el desentendido para ver si me dejaba otro ratito contigo.
Creía, tuve amores a contento, cuando mano me creía. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 la.
Ay, que engañado vivía, pues todo tiene su tiempo, se me acabó la alegría, toda el viento. Se me acabó, mis ilusiones volaron. Mis ilusiones volaron, el gusto se me acabó.
Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 miedo. Decepciones que amargaron, decepciones que amargaron la vida que Dios me dio.
All right, that was La Tusa in a recording, and now we're going to bring you La Tusa live and in person here on WMBR Cambridge. It's 6:08 p.m. and you're listening to Sferio, and we wanted to tell you about these wonderful guys that we have right here in our own backyard. It's so exciting. You know, Sferio loves to drum up the interest in music of Latin America and the Caribbean, and often we would like to bring people from far, far away, but we don't have a budget for that. And so it's kind of cool to have local boys here playing traditional roots music from Mexico. So we are honored to have you all here in the studio.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
thank you. It's great. So I understand you guys have been performing for about 2 years in this new improved configuration that we have right here in the studio. This is the first iteration of it in public with Patty League on violin, and, well, I guess that would be ukulele, really, here
at this point. Yes. Until Santa Claus brings me a requinto.
That's right. Sorry. We're hoping for the requinto soon, right?
Papa Noel.
That's right.
But anyway, we wanted to give you a little bit of a background on who these guys are, or more importantly, I think for the purposes of our show, kind of what music that you're playing, because you're not a typical pop band. In fact, you are playing traditional Mexican music, and especially some of the very regional styles, I think, really, right? So, well, hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit about the differences between these sounds, but son huasteco and son jarocho. What we just heard from the CD was...
Son huasteco.
Was son huasteco, right?
El gustito.
Yes, okay. And then hopefully we'll get to hear some live stuff from you guys as well in a few minutes. But I wanted to start just by asking the quintessential, how did this all begin question? Because with a band that grew up, you know, oh, my parents played it and my parents before them and so on and so on. That's one way that these things come about. But you guys clearly have a different origin story to tell.
And before you guys start talking, if you could tell us your name again, that'd be awesome.
Okay. This is David Wax. And for me, it started in 2001. In the summer of 2001, I was working for the American Friends Service Committee in central Mexico, in La Huasteca, in a tiny little part of La Huasteca, La Huasteca Potosina, which is just a sliver of San Luis Potosí. It's about 8 hours north of Mexico City, eight long, difficult hours on a bus through the mountains where you're pretty sure that you're not going to make it. don't trust that the driver is awake fully and people, yeah. Anyway, so I spent the summer there after my freshman year of college, and when I was doing the work there, that was when I first heard Son Huasteco trios, because this is an area where there are a lot of Son Huasteco trios, and it's a really vital part of community life in this region. So it was a really great way for us as people, you know, we were coming from the outside, working with a bunch of Mexican youth as well, and living in these communities, and one of the best ways that we got involved in community life there was by going to the parties. And with Son Huasteco, it's the kind of collective dance party that you can't, if you're there, you have to be dancing. And so it was a really wonderful way to connect with people and fall in love with Mexican culture and Mexican music. So I got hooked on it then, although I didn't really have the audacity to think that I could actually learn to play the music, or, you know, I was definitely going there as a listener, as a dancer, as just a fan. But I just kept going back, and I kept buying CDs, and I just couldn't stop kind of listening to the music. So that was kind of where things got started.
Wow.
So, as a band, how did you guys all get together? I know, like, none of you are actually Mexican, so it's kind of cool. So how did you all, like, join together?
Well, I met Brian. We found Brian on the internet, actually.
Yeah.
That's sketchy.
Over in the left part of the internet, over there in the corner, the interwebs. But it actually, so the original configuration, we had Annalisa Portillo playing violin in the group, and she and David both had some history with this music or interest in playing it. Mm-hmm. And so they found each other online, correct?
Yep, on the internet as well.
Yes.
And there was like a Berkeley connection with that, mm-hmm, as well, I think.
I'd found Annalisa's profile on Berkeley Music's website. So I found that she was, I was looking actually for a fiddle player for my other band that I was getting started at the time, which does kind of a mix of Americana and Mexican son.
Don't you just love Sferio ladies, how all of the people that we invite on our show, they're doing like 25 different things at the same time. There's never just one group that comes in like, oh man, you know, we eat, drink, and breathe this. We do nothing else. No, you got like a band on the side. Patty's got like, what, 5 bands on the side, I think, over there. And that's awesome.
Yeah. I've actually played here at On Pipeline with my other band, which was a really awesome experience.
Nice.
So I'd met Annalisa on the internet, just saw that she was interested in mariachi music and Latin American folk, so I thought she might be receptive to getting a group together, and I wrote her out of the blue, and she'd been actually looking for someone for a long time that wanted to play this music, and at Berkeley couldn't find anyone, which is unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable, really.
Yeah. So, and then we started playing, and then she was the one who got connected and found Brian's profile somewhere. I don't even know where.
On the left side of the internet, apparently.
Oh, yeah, in the corner in the left.
Oh, yeah.
One of the newspapers.
And it happened that Brian actually lived down the street from me. I don't know if we ever would have met, but he lived, at the time, we lived like 2 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
But I'm from Arizona, so it's kind of funny because there are some, like, things take us back to Mexico in some way. Right. So I grew up, you know, close to the border and love Mexican food and cook it all the time. And I'm, you know, but I wasn't connected into the music so much when I was there. I mean, you see mariachi and stuff like that in the restaurants in, mm-hmm, Phoenix and all that. But I had not heard this music before. So, but I had done a lot of just Latin music playing and that type of thing. But I wasn't familiar with these genres. So
and
it was
you just have had this crazy long curriculum vitae of performances with all different types of bands.
Yeah,
and music.
Just a lot of style. I guess I'd call myself a generalist over a specialist. Being a percussionist, there's a lot of territory to cover, and
yeah.
I like the variety. And it's also funny because I have one of my other bands called Mr. Ho's Orchestratica is a 21-piece lounge band that plays the music of Juan Garcia Escavel, who was a very popular in the 50s and 60s,
mm-hmm,
put out a lot of records on RCA Living Stereo when hi-fi and stereo sound was first coming out. There were a lot of Henry Mancini and Percy Faith and these artists that were hired to make records in the studio and just pump out the dance band hits and like make sure there's panning and all these effects. And so Escavel was very famous in the States for doing that. And now he's kind of going through a little revival in Mexico, like the vinyl collectors and the lounge lizards are kind of discovering him there, and it's very much underground scenes. So there's like another connection, like back to Mexico. Jeez. Again, and they were I was just there in October 2008 again. My big band's been down there a couple times, mm-hmm, and we did some interviews, and what's a lot of times the discussion actually goes over to La Tusa because they're so surprised that I would even know what this music is, that it even exists, let alone I'm also playing in this other band, so they think, right, I'm like this like honorary Mexican or something. It's kind of funny, and I just, it wasn't...
That's excellent.
Yeah, you know, I didn't seek out doing that, but, you know, life takes you where it takes you. Yeah, exactly. And then it found Patty.
It found me. Brian and I met through another kind of Latin American folk music, Northeastern Brazilian music,
mm-hmm,
something that is dear to both of our hearts.
And to Sferio's heart.
Excellent. So I play the rabeca, which is kind of a folk violin, found all over Brazil, but strongest in the Northeast. And I was looking for some people here in Boston to play around with this music with, and I found Brian. I think it had something to do with the internet, because I think I emailed him, but I didn't find him in a corner. Somebody gave me his email address.
It was a little less sketchy.
Yeah, it was a little less, slightly less sketchy, but...
Yeah, but our worlds are also connected through Balkan. He Patty does a lot of Greek music playing and Turkish playing, and we have some connections mutually through that as well. So we're actually only like one degree removed, I guess, through our Balkan, Middle Eastern connections, so, Greek, Turkish.
The web of this is really complicated.
It's a very small gene pool.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, tell us real quickly, it looks like that everybody has at least one instrument that they could pull out and play right now.
Yeah.
We talked about the ukulele before, which is sort of a stand-in for the traditional requinto in Mexican music. And
We've been playing without on the album. We play with had a violin doing all the parts, and in Son Jarocho that's very unusual. There are a couple violin players that are still alive, and that in one region in particular, in Las Tuxtlas, you'll find a couple violin players that will come out to the fandangos.
Wow.
But very few, and they're very old right now. And so just recently, for example, Son de Madera, one of the main groups that plays Son Jarocho, has been incorporating more violin. So it was kind of for our friends that are like hardcore Son Jarocho aficionados, it's a little weird for them to hear the violin.
They're like, doing
the requinto parts. But Patty was like, well, I think my baritone ukulele, I can retune it and play all those parts on that. So we've been experimenting with that. It's been really exciting.
Nice. So, and you have, David, in your hands, a different instrument.
I have a jarana jarocha, which is a jarana made outside of Santiago Tuxtla, Veracruz.
It's much, much smaller than the ukulele that Patty has over here. And then you have a little collection of smaller percussion instruments, Brian.
So I'm playing a
pandeiro. This is actually a Brazilian pandeiro, which has a little bit different jing. It's basically, it looks like a tambourine for anyone that doesn't know what a pandeiro is. And there is a Mexican pandeiro as well, which is actually, has six sides as opposed to being round.
Uh-huh.
And I actually finally just got one. It took about a year to track one down and find a guy that makes it. And then it didn't, the swine flu stopped the mail and they wouldn't ship it to me and blah, blah, blah. And then it went to California. But I got it. It's a little loud. And one of the things that's I think interesting about that is we kind of take Latusa kind of plays this music probably out of context, right? Because we're not playing at fandangos, which are the dance parties and that type of thing, which is normally where you'd hear this. We go into clubs and we play it as entertaining,
right?
You know, music to have drinks and hang out. And
most of the people who hear it probably have no idea how to dance to it.
Exactly.
Right?
So it's a different thing. So, you know, so I pick a lot of stuff that works for the sound. And that instrument tends to be really loud. And for a trio without a bunch of people dancing and 10 other guest musicians up here, it's a little raucous. So I've done a lot of substitution, and the record has all kinds of instruments that are not from Mexico on there as well, but it's about finding a good sound. So, and same thing with I think that's very much in the folk style to say, oh, I have a tenor ukulele,
right?
That will work. And I think that's part of the folk tradition and music from around the world, is you play what you have.
Totally.
And you honor the style as much as you can, but it becomes your own thing. You know, folk is of the people, and whatever the people doing now is what folk is, so...
Exactly.
That's, you know, so this is Latusa's version of that, you know, based in the Son style. So
awesome.
Should we play a little bit of...
Yeah, let's play Guapo. Is an album. It's one of the songs that you can find on the album. We'll do a little different live version of it. This is about a very handsome man.
He was also the bad guy in that movie, The Three Amigos.
That's right.
Remember?
Yes.
Do we have a plethora of piñatas? Yes, I think so.
Yes, el guapo. I must say, we do have a plethora of piñatas.
Love that scene.
All right. La Tusa.
Right. Again. Un, dos, tres.
calle vive y por esa calle viste la que me lavó el pañuelo, la que me lavó el pañuelo y por esa calle vive la que me lavó el pañuelo. Lo lavo con agua fresca. Esa calle vive la que me lavó el pañuelo. Que me toquen el violín, la jarana, cuando yo tenía mi novia, cuando yo tenía mi novia, cuando yo tenía mi novia.
La Tusa on Sferio, the local voice of your hemisphere. It's WMBR Cambridge.
So you guys, I was wondering, that was really awesome. So I loved it, and I was wondering, so how did you go about as a band, like together, learning how to play the music, since you're from all different backgrounds, like the Greek music influence and all the like Eastern European and all this different background. So how did you combine all of that and kind of learn how to play this new style, I guess?
Well, I first I've been listening to this music for a long time, but I first went down to actually study and learn to play the music 3 years ago. I went and lived in Mexico for a year, and that was all I was doing there, was learning and studying son. In three different regions, the three different regions where you can find son calentano, son jarocho, and son huasteco. And so I spent a year with different teachers and going to different parties and festivals and kind of learning different instruments and learning the songs and studying. And then when I came back with a lot of recordings as well, some that were kind of very primitive field recordings that I'd made, and then a lot of just discs that I'd gotten from all the different bands down there, and things I'd burned from lots of people, lots of albums I bought. And so I had a wide collection that I was able to kind of share with Annalisa and Brian when I first got back, as a kind of an introduction to, you know, for one song I'd have maybe 10 different versions. So we had a lot to work with in terms of kind of figuring out which direction we wanted to go in by kind of drawing on all our favorite parts of all these different versions of particular sones.
Do you make a field trip down there often to, I guess, get more music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I can. I was down there just for a month in February.
And do you actually play your music to them? I wonder like how they think about it.
It really depends on the person. I mean, I do a lot of funny music with my own kind of creations that are inspired by son, but are not son. And a lot of my friends are into that. I mean, I think if they have a particular background where they've been exposed to lots of different styles, or if they're urban, you know, students of the music who have then kind of gone to the countryside to learn, they're very excited and kind of what I'm doing. And in general, with La Tusa, they're just excited that anyone's interested in the music and is playing the music and kind of helping share it with a wider audience.
I think when you're looking at such a such regional styles that are so specific to particular parts of the world, to know that, like, across the continent there's folks sitting around playing it, it's like, that's got to be a real, you know, kind of shot of adrenaline, I would imagine. We have to make an announcement that isn't so directly connected to Mexican son, but it is in a way because it is about Cuban son. It's an opportunity that we don't get the chance to do very often here on Sferio, which is to give away a pair of tickets. And this particular pair of tickets is for the upcoming concert with Isaac Delgado, one of the great current salsa players of Cuba and now living in the States. He was one of the founders of NG La Banda and is just a phenomenal performer. And he's going to be in Boston on November 12th, and you could get a pair of these tickets. And I think what we should do is tell people that the next time that La Tusa starts playing, you have to be the second person to call. Okay? So that's the catch. You have to wait till we have them performing again. And they'll be playing Son Mexicano, Son Huasteco. Actually, maybe we need to do the Son Calentano. We haven't done that, right? But if you're interested in hearing some Son Cubano, then you should call and win yourself a pair of tickets to go hear Isaac Delgado. Our phone number is 617-253-8810.
I guess this is not really related to the music that we are listening to or the work that you guys are doing, but I just read from your website, not sketchy at all, that Patty just became a father.
I did.
And I'm curious.
Yeah, the word's out now.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like balancing, like, work and, like, your family, that must be really difficult, right? Can you tell us about that?
Well,
it's
I can tell you.
A year.
No, well, it's, you know what? It's not difficult at all because it's the most wonderful thing in the world ever. It's amazing. In fact, I think my daughter is listening right now.
So, beijinhos pra ela.
É, beijinhos, Jasmine. Papai tá tocando no rádio.
Que lindo.
But actually, my daughter has a long history with the music of La Tusa because all during my wife's pregnancy, at least in the latter half, I was listening obsessively to the record and playing all the tunes over and over and over again at the house. And actually, I didn't tell these guys this, but the La Tusa record was the very first music that my daughter heard in the hospital.
Oh, cool.
I think. Maybe the second record, actually.
Nice.
But
a deeper connection than even you guys knew.
Exactly.
Do you know they've actually studied that the children's propensities for liking certain music is tied to what they heard during childbirth. So they've actually studied this over time and found that people tend to like the stuff that they, even if they didn't know that they had heard that growing up and the parents knew, they find there's like a connection there. So I thought that was kind of neat.
Get that girl a donkey job.
Exactly.
Yeah, fast forward a couple of decades and we'll be interviewing her on
Sferio. Is that true what Brian said?
So can we hear one of those Son Calentanos?
Yeah, sure. We'll play one that's not on the album. It's one that's written by Isaias Salmeron, who wrote many of the songs that are now part of the canon of Son Calentano. And when I was down there last time in February, I met his great-nephew, who is 90 years old.
Wow.
Zacharias Salmeron, who's also a fiddle player. Okay. Here we go.
Morenita mía, dime si no me has de amar como los marineritos que navegan por el mar. Dime, morenita mía, dime si no me has de amar como los marineritos que navegan por el mar. Que a
qué haré yo, si tú te vas a embarcar? Lloraré, lloraré, cuando estés en alta mar. Si la 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 la, si la 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 la. Quisiera verte, no verte. Quisiera hablarte, no hablarte. Quisiera darte la muerte y la vida no quitarte. Quisiera verte, no verte. Quisiera hablarte, no hablarte. Quisiera darte la muerte y la vida no quitarte. Qué haré yo, si tú te vas a embarcar? Lloraré, lloraré, cuando estés en alta mar. Si la 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 la. Contigo. Quiero una guerra de abrazos y un tiroteo de besos y avanzarme en tus brazos. Quiero una guerra contigo. Quiero una guerra de abrazos y un tiroteo de besos y avanzarme en tus brazos. Qué haré yo si tú te vas a embarcar? Lloraré, lloraré cuando estés en alta mar. Si la 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 la. La 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 la.
Thank you guys. I was wondering, so I know that was son calentano.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many types of son, and I don't know so much about them. So could you guys tell us a little bit about like what each different type of music is and what its characteristics are?
Sure. Well, there are 9 different types of son. There are about 9 different types of son all over Mexico. Generally defined kind of as central Mexico. We're not talking about kind of northern Mexican music, or not talking about Chiapas, but you'd find son jalisense, son abajeña, son huasteco, son calentano, son jarocho. There are a couple other styles, son ismeño. What we do are 3 different styles of son. Son calentano, which is from the hot lands of Michoacán and Guerrero, and that's a style of music. It's about, you'll find it kind of southwest of Mexico City. And so in son calentano, traditionally, it's played on an instrument that's like the guitar, although it's a guitarra panzona, which is a very fat guitar with a big belly.
Right.
That's a little literal translation. Panzona, that's why I laughed.
And the drum that Brian has is traditional to that region. It's a tamborita. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have a violinist. So, although what's happened now is that there are very few people who play guitarra panzona. Mm. It's really fallen out of favor. There are very few people who make them and very, very few people who still play them. So most people now just play a regular classical guitar like I was just playing for son calentano. The most famous musician of son calentano that just recently passed away is Juan Reynoso, who just died right when I got to Mexico 3 years ago.
Wow.
Had just passed away. And I studied with one of his students, Serafini Barra. And so he was a national icon in a lot of ways, although this music still, I think, is obscure to a lot of people. Most people know about son calentano because of Juan Reynoso, and he was given the national award for, you know, folk art of the year in 96, I think, and has toured all over the world. So that's a little bit about son calentano. It's also music that's very difficult. The dancing is very difficult. They're dancing over a wooden platform, and it's very complicated dance steps. It's usually just 2 people. That when I've seen it, It's just two people dancing.
It's not the sort of thing that, you know, it comes up on the dance floor and all of a sudden people are flocking to dance this style, right? It's a little bit different.
It's difficult. I mean, that does happen with Son Huasteco. With Huasteco, which is also sometimes called huapango, although that also refers to the parties or huapangos. It's a little confusing, but when a Huasteco trio plays, it's always a trio, and it's a violin, a little guitar called a jarana from that region, jarana huasteca, and a huapanguera, which is a big fat guitar. And so that's always played as a trio, and it's a very unique way of singing. They use the falsetto singing in Son Huasteco, and all the songs have a set rhythm, just about. And so it's a very easy style because the dance step goes with that set rhythm. So it's music that if you start playing, there'll be a swarm of people dancing. And it's a pretty easy dance step to learn, or if you don't quite know it, it's really easy to kind of make it up as you go and not look too bad.
And as soon as a band switches the rhythm, then you can say, oh, they switched it, so now I have to do a different dance step, right?
Sure.
that might be some hope for me out on the dance floor.
Oh, Amy, you're really good. I've seen you dance.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm a master.
So that music's... La Huasteca is a huge region. It includes 7 different states in central Mexico, little parts of them, because it refers more to kind of a cultural, historical region of the Huasteco people. But that's music that is, you'll hear it if you're in Mexico City, and there are groups that have toured around the world that play this type of music, but it's still very much a regional style, Son Huasteco. But there are tons of trios. It's a music that's very alive down there. Like any little town you go in the Huasteco, you'll probably find a Huasteco trio, a lot of young people that are picking up the music and playing it. So it's very encouraging in terms of what the prospects are for Son Huasteco.
So this is your first recording that was just released this summer.
Correct. Yeah, just released in July.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you a question about that, because I know that when you released the album, you had Ana Lisa performing with you, and I'm aware that at least on a couple of the cuts, her singing really comes through as a female vocal line. And I understand that... Your newest member is going to step up to the plate and do some falsetto singing of his own, apparently. But I just wonder what your thoughts are on that. And Patty, do you feel like that's, you know, difficult shoes to fill, or how are you feeling about that?
Well, she has a beautiful voice, and she's a really great violinist. So I'm glad that both of those things are true, because it really helped me learn this music quickly. Because she's really a great musician, and you know, I hope to meet her someday, be able to pick her brain about a couple of questions I have about this violin style. But you know, I do a lot of singing, but usually it's mostly in Greek music and some in Brazilian folk music. But almost all the time, I'm the lead vocalist. So this situation is actually really great for me. It's something that I don't get to do often, singing harmony. Especially in a three voice configuration, three male voices, so it's really exciting, and I'm enjoying it a lot so far. There's a couple notes that that I can't quite hit.
Yeah.
We tried various methods to get me up there, and
using helium. And
yeah, none of them really panned out. The helium you can get there, but then you can't hold the pitch. So.
Yeah. And it's a little problematic, you know, lugging that big cartridge around with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, makes the sound check a little bit longer.
Yeah. We'll probably rework some of the harmonies and things like that. I think we probably premeditate some of this a lot more than it's probably traditionally done, David, I would think. I don't, you know, if people are joining the Fandango, I don't think they're, UK, you're going to sing this line and then you're going to sing that line.
Yeah, there's little harmony when you would actually hear it live. It's only when groups of... they're performing for a public and like, work on specific arrangements where that the harmony becomes part of it.
Could you tell us about the title of the album, how you guys came up with the sound from the other side?
Well, initially the band name was Son del Otro Lado, but nobody could remember that. And people who are not Spanish speakers or had learned Spanish, nobody could pronounce it either. So we thought that was a sign that we needed to change our band name. So early on, we took a new name and became La Tusa, which is much easier to pronounce and remember.
Although I can understand that you might feel a little disappointment, because Son del Otro Lado is really, if you do speak Spanish, it's like a very witty name.
Yeah,
incorporating
it was so clever,
the word
but
song,
it was too clever.
Know?
It was too clever.
Yeah. Too clever for your own good.
Because it means a lot of things for us, you know. It means, because we're playing the style Son, and we're coming, a lot of times people down in Mexico will refer to the United States as El Otro Lado, the other side. The other side of the Rio Grande, or you know, it's the other side of a lot of things.
Yes.
In terms of people's imagination and people's kind of fears and hopes.
Yeah.
So we were playing Son from the other side, but then also Son means they are. So they are from the other side, which also worked for us. And then also the style of music, you know, is often referred to as, well, Son means sound. And so it's kind of like we were kind of getting these sounds from the other side, you know, looking from our perspective, kind of bringing these sounds back to to the States. So
that's a cool name.
It's a good record name.
Yeah.
So now we're a mole, and then if you look on the album cover, the mole has tunneled under the border. Mm-hmm. So there's a little play on the La Frontera.
That.
So that's kind of the concept, is you see the tunneling, and then on the top of the CD face is actually a top view of Mike Toussaint's illustration of a mole. I've also learned Latusa means a girl in Italian. I play in an Italian band, and that had come up, and a Latusa, really? And that means girl, and it has some other meanings, I think, too, doesn't it, in Mexico?
Well, more than Son del Otro Lado means other things.
Well, okay. Well, I thought Latusa also had another meaning, but I don't know. It probably does. Maybe some native Spanish speaker will call and inform us. So
that's always a possibility. Si yes. saben algo, si saben qué significa la palabra latusa, si tiene otro significado que nosotros no sabemos, yeah. Siempre nos puede llamar al 617-253-8810 o también nos puede mandar correo electrónico, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Siempre es una posibilidad.
Mm-hmm. Most people think of mole would be el topo, would be the common Spanish name for the mole, but Latusa is a regional name. I'm pretty sure it comes from Nahuatl.
Probably,
so
right.
In very specific regions, they would refer to it as a Tusa.
Uh-huh. Just to remind you, you're listening to Sferio on WMBR Cambridge, and we're listening to the band Latusa, who's been playing like awesome music for us and talking all about different styles of Mexican music, folk music and stuff.
You can actually look up their website, which we haven't really talked about, but latusamusic.com. is something that a place that you can go to find more about them. And I understand that you guys actually have sort of a downloadable chunk of the CD. What led to that idea? Whose idea was that?
A downloadable chunk? So you can go.
I'm sure that's
not
the proper term.
You can. Well, you can preview all the songs on the site, and if you're tech savvy, you could steal them too. or you can join our mailing list and you can get a link to download, I think, 3 tunes or something
five
songs, and then you can buy the record. We have a couple different options: $8 if you want the 128K lower quality, and $10 if you want the CD or if you want the lossless quality. So it's, you just pay shipping if you want the disc. A lot of people don't want to collect CDs anymore, which is cool, so it's more about the music anyways. So latusamusic.com, you can get the record there, and send us a note if you like it, and send us a note if you don't. Love your feedback.
Fabulous. Well, we have enough time, I think, to hear another song from you. I don't know if you want to pick something off the CD.
Yeah, let's
pick
another
one.
We could
give people a different taste of the same sound in recorded version.
Yeah, La Guanabana.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Which one?
La Guanabana, which is the sour sop fruit. This has lots.
Wait,
of
is
this
that is a soursop.
The soursop fruit. It's Son Jarocho style from Veracruz, has some Eastern influence. African, correct? I mean, I'm wrong. And so you'll hear a lot of the 6/8 rhythm that you hear, the bembe clave. Sometimes it's called bembe. That there are a lot of fun rhythms in this, including the jawbone of the donkey.
Fabulous. That's great. Oh, and before we do that, I should say congratulations to Mike, who was our winner of the pair of tickets to go see Isaac Delgado. So congratulations go out to him. And we'll be giving you more information about that show a little bit later after this fabulous song.
La Guanabana. La guanábana chupar es una fruta tan suave.
La guanábana chupar es una fruta tan suave.
Se deshace al paladar y solo la lengua sabe.
Se deshace al paladar y solo la lengua sabe.
La dicha que ha de encontrar la ternura que le cabe. Secando.
A una niña su rosal ya se le andaba secando.
Ayer se lo fue a regar y hoy le amaneció floreando.
Ayer se lo fue a regar y hoy le amaneció floreando.
Lloró de felicidad de verlo color radiando.
Lloró de felicidad de verlo color radiando.
Guanábana
Welcome back to Spherio. We are here in WMBR, Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you guys have any comments, you guys are more than welcome to call us during the show at 617-253-8810 in English, Spanish, French, Portuguese.
Korean,
and any other languages, basically. We are just talking to Latusa, and we are talking about Mexican roots music. They just have... okay, well, Amy is giving me a sign that I should just move on and do an announcement, or do news. The first news, and the only news that we are doing today, is about Honduras. The Honduran coup regime and representatives of the ousted President Manuel Zelaya have reached an agreement that could end a four-month-old political crisis. The Organization of American States says both sides have agreed to let the Honduran Congress vote on whether Zelaya can return to office. The deal also reportedly calls for establishing a power-sharing government and recognition of national elections scheduled for next month. The agreement appears to be a major concession by Zelaya, who is believed to have the support of just one-fifth of the Congress. The deal was reached just days after a team of U.S. officials arrived in Honduras to help broker the talks. The deal was announced hours after the Honduran police fired tear gas on a crowd of over 1,000 Zelaya supporters marching near where the talk was held. Several marchers were reportedly hospitalized after suffering police beatings.
Bueno, y en español, el régimen golpista de Honduras y representantes del derrocado presidente Manuel Zelaya llegaron a un acuerdo que podría terminar con la crisis política que ya lleva 4 meses. La Organización de Estados Unidos, yo iba a decir de Estados Unidos, la Organización de Estados Americanos afirma que ambos bandos acordaron que sea el Congreso hondureño el que vote si Zelaya es restituido, o no en el cargo. Asimismo, se informa que se acordó la creación de un gobierno de poder compartido en el reconocimiento de las elecciones nacionales programadas para el mes que viene. Esto parece marcar una importante concesión de Zelaya, quien tendría el apoyo de tan solo un quinto del Congreso. El acuerdo se logró unos pocos días después de que un equipo de funcionarios estadounidenses se hiciera presente en Honduras para actuar como intermediarios en las conversaciones. El acuerdo fue anunciado horas después de que la policía hondureña arrojara gases lacrimógenos a una multitud de partidarios de Zelaya que marchaban en las proximidades del lugar donde se celebraban las reuniones. Varios manifestantes resultaron hospitalizados debido a las lesiones provocadas por el maltrato policial. Y esta es una historia que van a saber un poquito más aquí en Esferio más tardecito. We'll be talking, hopefully, with some of the local Honduran activists and get that take in future shows on Esferio. So I want to stay tuned for that. Excuse me. So we have just a few more moments here to check in with Latusa, our very own Boston-based Mexican roots band, and we just wanted to say thanks once again and kind of hear what you're up to, and you know, if people are interested in listening to you live, where can they find you?
Well, we got a couple shows coming up. Unfortunately, the first show we think is sold out. It's Harvard's Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos celebration, and that's at the Peabody Museum right in Harvard campus, and that's at 6 o'clock. We'll be playing there, and they have a reception and food and all the goodies. And again, that's on November 2nd. And on December 16th, which is a Wednesday evening, for the Medici Musica series that Anita Coelho puts on at Ryle's Jazz Club, which is in Inman Square, Cambridge, we will be playing around 10 o'clock that evening. And opening up that evening will be another band that I play in called Choros com Chocolate, which is a Brazilian chorinho band that plays Pixinguinha and Hermeto Pascoal. So that'll be a fun night of Mexican son music.
Wow.
And Brazilian choro music. So with a cello, and that's actually led by a cellist. So we have a little bit different instrumentation in that group.
Just last month, we actually had Fernando Brandão on our show, and we talked about choro and, and sort of the burgeoning choro scene.
Yes, well, this
such
is,
as it is. Yeah,
exactly. So this is burgeoning out of that. Jason Davis plays
very nice.
With him a lot, and he's in this group as well. So that'll be fun. And you can also get on our email list. You can send us an email, info@latusamusic.com, or just go to the website and you can put your email on there. We won't send you any spam.
He whispers that part.
But we might send you pictures of my baby.
That's right.
Ooh. Well, that would be pretty darn good. Any final thoughts?
No, thanks so much for having
us. Thank you. This is
real pleasure.
So
likewise. All right. Well, perhaps we could put a La Tusa song on instead of our usual outro tune. We have official announcement music, but maybe we'll
track number one.
Put track number one on, and I will do the anuncios over top of it. Thank you, everybody. And now it's time for... the Sferio announcements.
Si caso en la guerra me llegara a morir, con un querido amigo te mandarán decir. Si caso en la guerra me llegara a morir, con un querido
amigo. So tonight, this very night, Silly Musique, our old favorites doing the Afro-Haitian and Pan-African sound, are going to be at the Milky Way in Jamaica Plain. And that show starts at 9 p.m. tonight. Also, if you hurry right now, you might be able to catch Gladys Monterroso's speech happening here on the MIT campus, giving a talk about the day that changed my life forever. She is a torture survivor from Guatemala. It's presented by the Guatemalan Solidarity Committee, and the room, I believe, is 4231. Does that mean it's building four, you guys?
Yeah, if you Google it, you can find what 4231 is, but MIT buildings are all numbered, so that's why.
That is tonight, my friends. Tonight, very much happening in mere moments. So here on the MIT campus in Cambridge, it's building four, room 231. And next week on Monday, on the 2nd, that would be, in addition to what the folks from La Tusa were telling you about, there's also going to be a presentation on Monday night, 7 p.m., from the Mexico Solidarity Network. And this is also here on the MIT campus. This never happens in our announcements. It's going to be a discussion about autonomous education from Chiapas to Mexico City. Urban Zapatista Links with Patricia Hernandez. I believe that both that and the presentation tonight are presented in Spanish with translation into English. That event is in Building 4 as well, room 253 on Monday, November 2nd.
Y ahora tengo que repetirlo todito en español, ¿verdad?
Ok, so esta noche vamos a tener a Silly Musique allá en el club Milky Way en Jamaica Plain. Este show empieza a las 9 de la noche. También hoy esta noche acá en MIT se puede escuchar la charla de Gladys Monterroso empezando a las 7 esta noche acá en el edificio 4 de MIT. El cuarto es 231 y ella va a hablar de su experiencia como sobreviviente de tortura en Guatemala. Pues lunes, el 2 de noviembre, ya saben que vienen otras presentaciones, pero este lunes también acá en MIT se puede escuchar Patricia Hernández. Patricia Hernández hablando de la educación autónoma entre Chiapas y la Ciudad de México, acá en MIT, en el edificio 4, otra vez, el cuartito 253. Y como siempre, pueden saber un poquito más de todo eso buscándonos en el internet. Se puede mandarnos una cartita electrónica a esferio@wmbr.org.
Thank you, Amy, for those announcements. So we're about to go off, but I hope you enjoy listening to our show. Again, you're listening to WMBR Cambridge.